aid for Ukraine. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. There appears to be a bipartisan push in Congress to quickly get help to Ukraine as it's besieged by Russian forces.
Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut says you will likely see lawmakers act in the coming days on emergency funding.
Putting $10 billion into both additional defensive equipment for Ukraine, but also humanitarian assistance to get civilians out.
Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst says patrolling the skies will be a critical part of that.
And that starts, of course, with providing air platforms to President Zelensky.
Both senators on Fox News Sunday.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. The U.S. is holding talks with Poland to supply Ukraine with fighter planes. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We're talking very actively about this, looking at what we could do to backfill Poland if it chooses to send the MiGs and the Su planes that it has to Ukraine. How we can help by backfilling what they're giving to the Ukrainians. So that's in very active discussion.
Lincoln on NBC's Meet the Press. Long journeys and lingering worries for people fleeing the war in Ukraine.
Hundreds of thousands of people have fled to Poland since the war began, many of them arriving here at a shelter near the border.
When war finished, we want to come back in normal Ukraine.
Among the crowds, Irina is traveling with two friends and between them, four kids. Male relatives have stayed behind to fight. They've been on the road for days and they still have almost 1,000 miles to go to reach friends in Finland. In Kuchowa, Poland, Simon Owen, Fox News.
A large group of truck drivers and their supporters who object to COVID-19 mandates began their mobile protest in the Washington, D.C. area today. The People's Convoy follows similar demonstrations by truckers in Canada. America is listening. Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. Accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
American Express today announcing it will suspend operations in Russia. This follows MasterCard and Visa announcing a decision yesterday.
The MasterCard suspension is effective immediately, with Visa saying it'll work with its clients and partners within Russia to cease all Visa transactions over the coming days. MasterCard said it made its decision after discussions with customers, partners, and governments, saying, quote, the unprecedented nature of the current conflict between Russia and Ukraine and the uncertain economic environment led to the suspension. The announcements come a few days after both Visa and MasterCard announced they'd be blocking multiple Russian financial institutions from their networks. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
The world is on the verge of recording its 6th millionth official COVID-19 death. The U.S. is nearing the mark of 1 million deaths, while Pacific Islands are just now grappling with their first outbreaks. Authorities say 7 people are dead after a tornado swept through central Iowa yesterday, damaging homes, knocking down trees, and toppling power lines. 2 of those killed were children. Emergency management officials reported multiple injuries in addition to those killed when the tornado touched down in an area southwest of Des Moines near the town of Winterset. Alaska's biggest sporting event is back after a COVID-induced pause. Fox's Karen McHugh has more.
The Iditarod is back. The world-famous Alaskan sled dog race, which was canceled last year due to COVID, returned to the streets of Anchorage Saturday in the teeth of a snowstorm, no less, for the ceremonial start of the nearly 1,000-mile-long run. It begins today in Willow, about 75 miles to the north. From there, the mushers and their dogs set out for Nome, which they should reach in about 9 days. In keeping with the times, contestants had to show proof of vaccination against the coronavirus prior to entering the race. race, now in its 50th year. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.